From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sarah Shariari. In Missouri, the numbers of one pesky southern visitor, the feral hog, have been on the rise in recent years. KBIA's Aaron McKinstry and Aaron Schrader share how they got here, why they're a problem, and why efforts to get rid of them have been particularly tricky. We start with Aaron McKinstry's trip to a remote part of Missouri.
A lumpy field of mud interrupts an otherwise untouched grassy meadow in a remote section of Mark Twain National Forest near Rolla. Just to the right, nestled against the trees, stands a large circular cage made of metal. Yesterday, a 200-pound feral hog followed a trail of corn through the cage's small opening. After she set off the tripwire, the door slammed shut behind her. She and countless other hogs are most likely responsible for the neighboring field of mud. Searching for grubs and a place to wallow, just 10 feral hogs can destroy 20 to 30 acres overnight. Before long, a single shot is fired, and she's laying on her side at the back of the cage, motionless.
There are so many unique plants, so much unique vegetation, and these hogs just wipe it out.
That's Scott McWilliams, Missouri Department of Conservation wildlife biologist. We'll refer to it as MDC from now on. He and Dale DeLong, a local farmer, dragged the black sow through the cage's small opening. After inspecting the pig's worn tusks and measuring her girth at about 40 inches, they heave the pig onto the back of Dale's four-wheeler and strap her down.
On Forest Service or private land, we donate them to the landowner and let them do whatever. If they want them destroyed, fine. If they want to use them, and the majority of them get used.
I'm sure most of our listeners are wondering why they should care about a feral hog and a muddy field in the middle of nowhere.
True, and how hogs ended up here in the first place.
And why we can't just trap them all and be done with it.
True. Should we tell them?
I think so. I'm Aaron Schrader.
And I'm Aaron McKinstry.
And we're here to tell you about Missouri's feral hog problem.
And how it's affecting everyone in Missouri, not just those south of I-44. Feral hogs have been in Missouri in small numbers for a long time, mostly descendants of domestic hogs. But when the state ended open range in 1969, they were virtually eradicated. Then, the numbers went haywire in the late 90s when hog hunting became more popular, and people started releasing them into the wild so they could hunt them. One hog can give birth to 12 piglets a year, and the population can grow by 166% from year to year. Because of that rapid growth, it's difficult to track their numbers, but they've been confirmed in at least 30 counties, mostly in southern Missouri.
Right, and even though all sorts of agencies have been working to eliminate the hog population, people still intentionally release them. They can destroy ag land, contaminate livestock, destroy natural habitat, and injure humans. Damages cost the U.S. an estimated $1.5 billion a year. DeLong, the farmer that helps McWilliams trap hogs, has experienced those damages firsthand.
I've got a farm, roughly 400 acres, run 200 head of cattle. It's cut my hay production up by 30% at least. I've had them tear up as high as 37 acres in one night.
That's roughly 28 football fields torn up overnight. These guys can do some serious damage. DeLong says he had to spend $4,000 on a trap out of pocket because the hogs had become such a problem.
4 years ago was my first hog, and they had 2 years to reproduce, and now we're where we're at now. This area right here where we're staying has got at least 200 hogs in it.
It's true that the conservation department is catching more hogs than in the past.
We're getting more effective. Our technology is improving.
That's Alan Leary, the wildlife management coordinator for MDC. He says he works closely with the USDA and all the land managing agencies in the state, as well as various agriculture groups to trap and manage feral hogs. No one agency is responsible for spearheading efforts, which presents its own unique set of challenges. For example, in 2016, Missouri banned feral hog hunting on public lands, but the Forest Service and the Park Service haven't yet followed suit.
Wait, Aaron, I'm sure some folks are probably wondering why the state should ban feral hog hunting on their property if the end goal is to get rid of them.
Right. That's confusing. Do you want to explain it?
Sure. So think back to McWilliams' careful process of baiting them, trapping them, and shooting them. Hogs are social. They travel in groups of 20 or more, and those metal cages can catch as many as 30 hogs at a time. Shooting just one or two can scare the others off. And then, according to Leary, you still have a whole group that can reproduce and wreak havoc on the landscape, and now they're even harder to catch than before.
They learn quickly and they adapt to what we're doing, so we have to continually adapt as well to stay ahead of them. If we only get one, the others get educated, or a couple, the others get educated, and they're that much harder to catch than later.
Leary says there's been some pushback since it became illegal to hunt hogs on public lands. But Doug Linebaugh, a Columbia resident that's been hunting hogs since 95, understands why it's so important for the state to catch hogs in groups. For him, though, hog hunting is necessary to protect the land that he leases for hunting in Oklahoma, Texas, and Kansas. And even though he hunts hogs out of necessity, it doesn't mean it isn't fun. In fact, when I talked to him, he was on a hunting trip in Nebraska. Not for hogs this time, but he did explain some of the hype around it.
Some people, that's on their bucket list, their wish list, is to shoot a hog. They've never done it before. They want the experience. For us, yeah, it's a rush. It's fun to hunt them. They're good to eat. But a lot of what we do is control.
Something else Linebaugh noted is that with hogs, there's an element of danger, something you just don't get as much of hunting deer or turkey.
Some of them don't have very big tusks. A lot of them, some of them have really big tusks, and they will come right after you. Now, we haven't had the chance, actually, we look forward to that, where one will charge right at us and we shoot them as they're coming to us, but we've had to hide from them before, get behind a tree, because a wounded pig is a dangerous animal.
And Don Nicodem from the Missouri Pork Association says the problem's only gotten worse in the last 10 years. It may not be as bad as states like Texas and Oklahoma, but it could be.
I think the big concern, again, is trying to stem the tide and start going the other direction and keeping the numbers from expanding.
Feral hogs can carry parasites and diseases that could spread and prevent Missouri pork producers from transporting and selling their pigs outside of the state. And it's not just southern Missouri. Central Missouri has feral hogs and pork producers. Missouri is the sixth largest pork producer in the country, and agriculture is a huge part of the economy.
It doesn't just affect pig farmers if we have issues. It affects corn and soybean growers and markets and packers and processors. It affects everybody engaged in agriculture. It's not just pigs. It's all the adjoining industries that are touched.
I'm Erin.
And I'm Erin.
And thanks for listening to KBIA News.